worst thing that happened. They both hit at the same time. It was like a bomb, just boom. And so nobody had a chance to embrace themselves. There were no guardrails to make sound decisions in there. Because I think the transfer situation is the one that's tough, because, and I'll give you an example of me growing up in East St. Louis. I had great tutelage, obviously, from my family, and then my high school coaches, Ben and Lewis, and assistant coaches. That was great life lessons. And I was at a high school for 3 years, and I learned a lot. So now I go to Purdue. I have tough times with Coach Katie, meaning not playing a lot as a freshman. Well, I could have transferred in December if times were hard. I could have transferred at the end of the year where Coach didn't treat me right. I'm transferring. Well, if I would have transferred through those bumps in the road, I would have never grown from a young man into a man with the proper progressions that we need to be successful in life. So now, because I went through with Coach Katie and I was under his umbrella of growth, now I'm able to be a successful man, husband, father, teacher, leader, and a great pillar of my community because of those lessons. And I didn't run from hard times. Now, again, I want to be clear. I'm not saying people are running because they transfer. You can transfer to a better situation. It's a lot more money. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about when you transfer because it's hard, the other guy's a little bit better, the other guy's a little bit stronger, they plan a little bit more than you, and you transfer for that reason. Well, when you transfer like that consistently, you will forever have those track shoes on. You'll be pretty much running the rest of your life. Mm.